Hi, this is a dictation for patient Johnny Toppin, JOHNNY, T like Tom, OPPIN. Johnny Toppin, date of birth 4/1/1960, date of service is 6/6/2023, and date of accident is 12/29/2020. The patient was injured almost 2.5 years ago and still is complaining of pain. He was T-bone on driver's side, and since then patient suffered from some headaches, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder, left knee, and left ankle. From the beginning, we initially see him on 5/19/2022 and placed him on treatment for physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, medications. And the patient reported that he's still suffering from various pains. He can walk up to 1 to 2 blocks, but he cannot use the stairs or cane. And he has been to VA hospital for some of the visits and even for physical therapy. And the pain level are varying from 6 to 7. And the hip and the knee pain are 7 to 8, precluding his walk. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 7 to 8 with limitation to abduction and flexion to 120 degrees. Patient has continued physical therapy all along with medication, Naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, Tramadol. He was here for a procedure today, which has been rescheduled since his blood pressure was quite high. His blood pressure was 206/136, and pulse was 75, pulse ox was 100. The physical examination is the same as previous visit of 0515-049. Along with diagnosis plan is to reschedule the procedure for LESI to the next week. He has been referred to a primary care physician for control of blood pressure. He has been provided with a Onlux photobiomodulation device for using on the back for further healing. A compounding cream was ordered, ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprin, carbapenem, lidocaine, pralocarpine cream, along with naltrexone, 1 milligram 90 capsule for further pain relief. The patient is provided with lidocaine gel 4% topical and lidocaine patch 5% for topical pain relief. He is provided with Tramadol 100 milligram every 12 hour PRN 60 tablets for further pain relief. The patient will return back later and then he'll be provided with all the injection treatment. He's continuing with the neuropsych therapy, counseling and physical therapy, as well as chiropractic treatments. Thank you.